Radiographers, understaffed, underpaid and overstretched. Radiographers took 48 hours of strike action from 25th to 27th July. A number of strikers at a Southwest hospital spoke to the Socialist. Currently, 1 in 10 radiography positions goes unfilled. We would need a 26.7% increase in staff, just to keep up with demand, and get through the backlog, with over a million on waiting lists. Britain has the lowest number of scanners per 1,000 people in Western Europe, and many of these are coming to the end of their shelf life. But the government won't even meet with us to discuss it. 3 in 5 patients with cancer are treated by a therapeutic radiographer. Our department is short-staffed, and it is hard to recruit with the low pay compared to other countries. I can't do my actual job of training other radiographers a lot of the time, because either we don't have the new recruits coming through, or I'm tasked with plugging the gaps. Bankers get exorbitant pay, and bonuses to attract the best. Why don't they have that same mentality with health staff? Don't they want the best radiographers, doctors, nurses, or paramedics? We are not even asking for a proper pay rise, we are asking that our pay not be effectively cut due to inflation. Are we less valuable than we were 10 years ago? I would certainly argue not. Besides, we are not the ones causing inflation. We have been consistently undervalued, and it has really taken its toll. I wouldn't even be here, if it weren't for my team helping to pull me through. I'm prepared to strike again, because our NHS needs defending. This is about so much more than pay. Thanks to Ryan Aldred,